This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The UN Health Agency is warning the coronavirus pandemic will be lengthy and could lead to response fatigue. 6 months after the World Health Organization declared a global emergency, the coronavirus has killed more than 185,000 people and infected more than 17.8 million. The WHO says the effects of the pandemic will be felt for decades to come. Australia on Sunday introduced sweeping new measures to control a growing coronavirus outbreak in its second biggest city, including an overnight curfew. Despite a lockdown that began in early July, Melbourne has continued to report hundreds of new cases daily, and authorities say the city's residents will now face a curfew from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. for the next 6 weeks. Mexico overtook Britain to become the third hardest hit country in virus deaths after Brazil and the United States, with more than 46,000 fatal cases. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Mexican health officials said on Friday there were 688 deaths for the last 24-hour reporting period, pushing the country's total to over 46,600. That's put Mexico just ahead of Britain, according to the tally by Johns Hopkins University. It is well to know Mexico's population is double that of Britain. The officials also say that Mexico now has more than 424,000 confirmed coronavirus cases during the pandemic. Meanwhile, nine state governors from opposition parties have criticized what they call the federal government's confusing messages on measures to curb the spread of the disease. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Africa, South Africa is reporting it has topped a 500,000 cases, the fifth highest in the world. This is VOA News. Microsoft is in advanced talks to buy the U.S. operations of TikTok, the popular Chinese-owned video app that has been a source of national security and censorship concerns. The potential deal would be a victory for both companies, making Microsoft a major player in the social media arena and providing relief to TikTok and its parent company. After U.S. President Donald Trump said he would take action to ban TikTok in the United States. The vote to renominate U.S. President Donald Trump is set to be conducted in private later this month without members of the press present. A spokeswoman for the Republican National Convention is citing the coronavirus for the closed event. Nominating conventions in the U.S. are traditionally meant to be media bonanzas as political parties seek to leverage the attention the events draw to spread their message to as many voters as possible. If the GOP decision stands, it will mark the first party nominating convention in modern history to be closed to reporters. U.S. lawmakers are reporting progress on a huge coronavirus relief bill as political pressure mounts to restore an expired $600 per week supplemental unemployment benefit and help schools reopen. Speaking to reporters, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says Saturday's negotiations with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer were useful, but still not complete.
It was a productive day. I think both Senator Schumer and Speaker Pelosi would agree with that. We're still a long ways apart, and I don't want to suggest that that a deal is imminent, because it is not.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says talks will continue through the weekend.
We're not close yet, but it was a productive discussion. Now each side knows where they're at, and we are going to work very hard to come to an agreement that meets the needs of the moment.
The United States is condemning Hong Kong's government's decision to postpone the Legislative Council elections, initially scheduled for September 6, 2020. On Saturday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo calls the postponement a regrettable action, which confirms Beijing's intention not to honor the Sino-British Joint Declaration, a U.N.-registered treaty when Britain turned Hong Kong over to China in 1997. The SpaceX crew spacecraft is journeying back to Earth today with two U.S. astronauts on board, despite a storm threatening Florida. Their proposed splashdown sites are off the coast of western Florida's panhandle, while tropical storm Isaiah is headed toward the state's east coast. This is VOA News.